Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, Paul was out there in that hurricane, in that ship. And the Bible said all hope that they should be saved was gone. I mean, they threw out the equipment that you need to operate the ship. They threw it overboard. That's how desperate it was. And the angel appeared to Paul and said, "Fear not." That's what he always says, isn't he? "Don't be afraid. You must be brought before Caesar. And God has given you all them that are sailing with you." They didn't know it, but they should be real happy that that preacher was on that boat. Amen. And he now has the confidence to come up on that pitching deck and tell them, "You need to eat something. Be of good cheer." Throwing up over the side. "Good cheer. Cheer up, man. Cheer up. I've heard from the Lord. None of us are going to die. We're all going to make it out." Why? Because he knows. And even when he got to the island and he brings the wood and the viper jumps out and bites him on the hand, he knows, "I can't die in this ocean. I have a destiny. I got to go preach to Caesar. I've already heard from God. I can't die from a snake bite on this island. Come on, y'all, listen to me. I can't die from this. I got a destiny. I'm not through. I'm not done. So I'm not leaving till I get done. The devil can't make me. The devil can't take me. He ain't that big. He ain't that bad." My granddad and my great-granddad on my mom's side were shot and killed when they were 21 years of age. I was the next man on that side of the family, and my grandmother used to tell me, they showed me pictures of my great-granddad, or my granddad rather, in the casket, and say, "I look just like him." And they died by exactly the same circumstances at different times of, you know, in history. And so that kept coming up to me as I got to be a teenager. Isn't that strange? Isn't that odd? And I didn't realize it, but the enemy was setting me up. He tries to get fear in you. And I won't go into all the details, but thank God I got a hold of the Word. By the time I was 16 and 17, I was beginning to get some faith and some Word. And so I quit listening to that fear stuff. And I began to cast it down. And do you know, I was involved in some trucking stuff when I was 21. And I went to meet a guy that had a truck and a load in a certain place. And I found out later, I went and knocked on the cab. He had the big sleeper, you know, and it was just sitting there parked. And I knocked and I knocked and I called and knocked and nothing. And come to find out later, the guy was drugged out of his head with pills and thought I was somebody trying to hurt him and was on the other side of the door with a .44 Magnum with a hammer back pointed to me. And you know, I think the devil had that set up. I probably would have died right then. At 21 years of age, it wouldn't be, people say, "Well, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange?" No, it's the devil's set up. But I didn't. God kept me. God spared me. Hallelujah. So I could wave my arms and preach at you. And he spared your life many times. But then when I got into ministry, the enemy kept trying to push that on me. And thoughts had come to me, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take you out. You're not going to live long. You're going to die young." See, apparently he'd got that in my granddad and in my great-granddad. And he's trying to get it in me. Now, you'll notice this is kind of a side thought. But see, when a person dies in a family, whatever spirit that influenced them, the easiest thing for them to do is to find a younger person still alive in that family that's the most like that person. Because they will be the easiest for this wrong spirit to manipulate. Can you see that? And one of the biggest things is to get fear in them. That the same thing that happened to mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, come on, are y'all listening? Is going to happen to you. And the devil is a persistent cuss. He will work on you for 30 years, 40 years, to just keep trying to feed that fear in you. And you might just cast it down at first and not listen to it, but he'll bring it back. He'll bring it back. Here's the only thing you need to know. If it comes 1,000 times, you slam it down 1,000 times. Come on, are you listening? You never receive it. You never receive it. Well, the enemy was still trying to work with me on that. You're going to die young. You're going to do it, die young. I'm going to take you out. But I was getting a lot of word in me by that time. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. And that thought came to me one day. And I thought, why does that thought keep coming to me? I wasn't as clear on spiritual things yet. And, you know, we need to distinguish. Not all thoughts are from God. And not all thoughts originate with us. They didn't come from God or from us. Years ago, I heard a guy say this, and man, I laughed. It blessed me so much. It stuck with me ever since. He said he was visiting in a city, and they took him at this huge, huge skyscraper. And the guy took him out on this little balcony, and he looked down. Man, he's so many floors up. He's so high up. The cars and the people look like little toys. And this thought just came to him from out of the blue. Why don't you just jump? Why don't you just jump? And immediately he said, you jump. I'm not. You jump. I'm not. I thought, yes. Yes. So many people don't realize you'll have Christians that'll grip the rail and go, what am I doing thinking a thought like that? And that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do, because then he'll come and say, well, you must be suicidal. No. I'm not suicidal. Well, then why are you thinking about jumping? I wasn't. Well, yes, you were. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I got a spirit of suicide. You got two. And if you yield to the fear, it'll begin to come into you. It'll begin to overpower your thinking. Come on, are you with me?
Yes.
If you just have enough awareness to go, no. I'm not stupid. You jump.
Yes.
I'm not doing that. Yes. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. You acknowledge this is coming to me from outside.
Yes.
This is the enemy.
Yes.
This is not me. This is not God.
Yes.
So anyway, that thought kept coming to me. I hadn't realized that yet. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take you out. And Spirit of God spoke within me. He said, why don't you ask him why he hasn't already done it? And man, something came over me. I got sassy. Anybody know what I mean by that? I got sassy. I thought, yeah, yeah, bad boy. Why haven't you already taken me out? You sure had plenty of opportunities. Because man, as a kid, I was reckless. I went to the emergency room at least once every summer. I've got scars all over me. I mean, I dove into pools that were full of boulders. I wrecked motorcycles. I wrecked trucks. The devil had many opportunities to take me out. I gave him way too many opportunities. And so I'm saying, why? Yeah, bad boy. And I realized why the Spirit of God told me that. And the same thing is true with you.
Yeah.
Do you know why the devil hasn't already taken you out? Come on. Do you know why? Do you know why? He couldn't. He has done his best. He's done everything he knows how to do to take you out. And you have been kept by God's holy angels and by his Holy Spirit. You have been kept. I'm going to run my race. With God's help, I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do in this life before I leave. Come on, somebody needs to say it. I'm going to run my race. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to win every battle. I'm going to overcome every trial. With God's help, I will finish my course. Glory to God. So be it. So be it. So be it. Nothing can take me out early, because nothing's bigger than God. He can keep me. He can help me. And by his grace, we're going to finish. Go to Proverbs 3, if you would, please. Proverbs 3:5 says what? Trust in the Lord with what part of your being? Same part of your being the Spirit of God leads you through. You're led internally through your heart, through your spirit, and you trust with the same part of your being, with your heart, with your spirit. And what does he contrast from your heart? And lean not to what? So we see in Romans an alternate form of being led is being led by the spirit of this world, the spirit of fear. You can be led by fear instead of being led by the Spirit of God. And we see here the same, a similar type thing. You can trust in your understanding and you can lean to it and you can make your decisions based on that instead of your heart. And here's something we need to know. You can never have enough knowledge in this life and world to make a perfect decision based on knowledge. You just cannot. There's always a lot you don't know. You can call yourself the best researcher on the planet, but how about this? You can have all the facts. You can have all the information available out there, and nowadays in the info age, there's a lot of it out there. You can have all of it, and you can have sifted through it, and you can have analyzed it, and you can have categorized it. Still, do you know what's going to happen the next hour? Something can happen in the next hour, change all of that. Is that right? And if you make your decisions based on understanding and knowledge, you're going to miss it. Repeatedly. But there's someone inside you. I said there's someone inside you who really does know everything about everything, and he knows the future. Doesn't he? And he will lead you in line with what he knows. And if you follow his leading, you'll get it right again and again and again and again and again. We're talking about being spirit-led instead of head-led. Have you ever been head-led? Let me help you out. Yes, yes, and way too much. Yes. You, not your brother, not your sister, you have been led entirely too much by your little noggin.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.